Welcome to When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex, a podcast dedicated to having sisterly conversation on life, love, and identity. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and the conversation starts now. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of When I Grow Up with your girl Liv
and Lex.
And we're here during Women's History Month, y'all. Like, how are we feeling?
Welcome to March.
How are we feeling? Oh my gosh.
It's March. And it's March 2020.
Daylight savings time just happened too. So we're about to get more light. That means more skin. That means days at the pool. Like, I'm so ready to invest in my summer closet, guys.
Ooh. It is. Honestly, you have been inventorying that for quite some time.
Look.
This woman does not own sweaters. I think everybody needs to know that. So she's just meant for the summer.
I'm meant for the summer, and it's Hot Girl Summer Part 2. Like that, I'm prepping myself, like I'm getting myself together in spring so that we can really flourish in the summer.
I just love spring. Like, I just want spring to be spring and the best spring it can be.
Because the flowers are blooming and Lexi can frolic in the grass.
Honestly,
and the fields.
My winter garden, like, did not cut it this year. My plants are doing great, but I really love my garden and I need my herbs back. So I am very excited. Actually,
100%.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
I know. Y'all, we're coming to you with an interesting episode to kick off Women's History Month, which we call the Pleasure Principle. We're going to look, y'all, like we told you during season 2, we're going to try to be more vulnerable. Like, we invite y'all into our space now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to the nitty gritty. But before we do that, we're going to get into our pulse check. So Lexi, you already know you're up first because the people always want to know what this girl is up to.
Nothing,
our fave low-key queen.
Nothing but what brings me abundant joy and happiness, and which
always
has recently been, drum roll, Love Is Blind.
Oh my God.
If you have not watched it, you need to watch
it.
Watched it, welcome to the club. I don't know if our viewers know, but I'm like the biggest fiend for love shows. And I literally have theories on which ones are the best. If you've also seen Are You the One on MTV, that is high quality. I've written sociology papers on why this is the best love experiment. And I think Love is Blind is up there. It has prompted so many conversations about like understanding dating culture and like intergenerational relationships and like race
relations.
Yeah. Like so many great conversations have come from it. So if you haven't watched it, you need to get with it. Watch it. It's on Netflix and it's bomb diggity.
No. And we know that I'm a reality TV show fiend. Like, I'm not talking about just love shows. I'm talking about on a large scale. If you know me, you know I'm a reality TV show fiend. So watching that show and having it like come out every Thursday was like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like,
Also,
what's happening?
Like, I can never go back to watching shows with commercials because, like,
Netflix changed the game.
Yeah, after watching that and like the reunion special, like, you don't have to wait months and months. Like, really changes. I think that adds to your experience, which is why I'm like, I love it even more. And it's like, I just love that it's so accessible.
Yeah.
But get with it because it's about people who meet and they don't see each other at first and then they have to commit to, like, talking
marriage.
Yes.
They have to commit
marriage.
To marriage.
We all gambled here.
After talking.
Day.
you see them in these cubes and you can't see the other person.
Not cubes, pods.
Yes, where you can't see the other person. You're hearing their voice. And then the only way you can see them is if you get engaged to them. So once you're engaged, you go to like this exclusive resort where you learn more about each other. But then whisked off to your wedding. And
would
you
do it?
Yeah, if Love is Blind. Okay, so
here's the thing.
I think that it would be a fun experiment to try out. The thing is, I don't think I would be able to not ask questions about
That would defeat the whole point.
Which defeats the purpose. Like, if you want me on the show, sure, but I'm going to be asking you things like height and... That's probably it.
Yeah, right. Once you open Pandora's box, you can't come back. Okay, so she's obviously not going to make it. And I was watching a video talking about, like, how they casted it. And they said that the creator was, like, insistent that he find people who actually wanted to find love. And, like, that weren't just trying to be reality, like, 5-minute stars. So, like, I really do think it was, like, a super interesting experiment. I would never do it. You didn't ask me. But that's just what I'm saying.
Other than Love is Blind, what have you been up to?
Minding my business.
Oh, we'd love to hear that. Look, that's a everyday 24/7.
Everybody should be minding their business.
Well, y'all, I've got some news for what's been going on in my life. Your girl was stood up yesterday. No, not yesterday. Sometime this weekend, I was stood up.
I genuinely thought you were going to tell them how you have a job.
Oh, yes. I'm employed. That is also a thing. I'm going to be in Chicago. Stop. You kill me. Girl, I'm going to be in Chicago for the summer. So if I got peeps out there, hit me up. But yes, that happened.
Sorry.
Thank you. But yeah, I got stood up. And I had to tap in to my inner self and figure out, who do I want future Liv to be? We're going to have to contain the ATL part of her right now, the Real Housewives of Atlanta throwing drinks type situation.
Because y'all know my
Capricorn behind does not play when it comes to investing in people. And so I was in my feels. But other than that, dating is pretty much what brings us to this topic that we're talking about today, which is the pleasure principle. Okay, Lexi.
Before you come at me with some out-of-pocket question that I'm not prepared to answer, I think you just got to set the stage. Like, it's Women's History Month, and we want to this month talk about things that, like, are uncomfortable to talk about, that sometimes
aren't necessarily
women
widely talked about within our community.
Yeah, that, like, women are always kind of, like, have these conversations with each other, maybe. And I think that's what has gotten us to this point, because Liv and I have had so many of these conversations and debates and, like, troubleshooted a lot of these scenarios that we're like, we need to have these conversations on a larger scale. And we all know I just love a good love episode.
Oh my gosh. So we even, the vulnerability.
Yeah, I had to talk about, like, why or why not we wouldn't talk about something, and, like, what we wanted to come across. So this might be a little cringy, but we want everybody to learn with us. So.
Yes, and continue the conversation always afterwards.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the point of these little sister talks.
So, Olivia, what is the question?
So, back to the pleasure principle. Y'all, me and Lexi had an interesting, I wouldn't necessarily say it was a debate.
Wait.
Yes.
What else is going on? Like, describe the status. So you got stood up, but what were you up to? What were you looking for?
Oh my gosh.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, so we're getting vulnerable now. So I am going to graduate in 2 months. And so I was looking for some convenient beep. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening to this. I was listening.
Hello.
I was looking for conveniency for the most part, but at the same time, a sort of friendship, but primarily rooted in physical intimacy, because Lexi and I are always talking about how we get our emotional intimacy from our friends, and really the only thing that's missing is that physical intimacy part. And how that plays a role into, like, our whole dating life. So I realized that I am so filled with joy with all of the friends that are around me that really and truly I haven't had any physical intimacy within the past nearly 2 years, which for some people, like myself, that's a pretty long time. And it's primarily for the reason that I feel like I need consistency. And I think a lot of guys these days don't necessarily have that key component that I'm looking for. And so I'd rather have consistency and like someone that is truly interested in my well-being than simply being satisfied. But I think.
So where were you looking?
I was on.
I asked her pretty straight narrow questions.
Okay, I was looking
around the bush we go, avoiding all our problems.
I'm remembering now we had a conversation about dating apps last season. And I'm back on them. I think I said that I wasn't ever going to be back on them. But long story short, I'm back on them. So I downloaded Bumble, Hinge, and Tinder.
Because if you're gonna enter the game, she's like, I'm going to be on all of the platforms.
I'm going to be on all the platforms. And
she has a preference. You have a ranked preference, though.
So, okay. Hear me out when I say this. Tinder is where the cute guys are. The cute bum guys are, should I clarify? Well, not necessarily, because some people really be finding love on Tinder. But for the most part, they're like a few diamonds in the rough, maybe, on Tinder. And then Hinge, I like the idea of it. I don't think that there are enough people that are on it to really, like, there are a lot of guys that are 5'7", like, sliding in my DMs on Hinge. with, like, the purest intentions. And y'all know, I'm gonna just leave that. I'm gonna leave it at that. And then Bumble is kind of weird. I mean, I get the point of the girl having to slide into the guy's DMs first, but.
So ultimately.
Whatever.
You've given us an update.
Ultimately, I've said all that I can say without giving away everything.
Looking for consistency, looking for physicality. And yes. Was looking on the apps for that.
Yes.
Which resulted in
getting caught up.
Ooh, let's talk about it.
Getting but I feel like caught up.
That's such a perfect example of how, like, there's, like, during this time, and when you're thinking about, like, pleasure principles and relationships and, like, things that you don't want to be long term, right. There's so many dimensions to it. And I think this is 100%. Where we think that the conversation needs to be more than just the surface of just, like, oh, you were just trying to hook up with someone. Like, you show up as a women are dimensional.
Of course.
That's why we're so magical. That's why there's, and oh, talking about brown women, like, essence, black magic, like, black girl magic, all those things. Because we show up in so many different realms, and we want to start to unpack those as it pertains to just, like, seeking pleasure and desire in your life.
Of course.
And the complexities and, like, murkiness of it all.
Right. Because the way the world sees us, it's already skewed.
Right.
So I feel like having clear intentions on what you want out of things is kind of key before you hop into any casual hookup, dating app, relationship, friends with benefits situation.
Yeah, which I think is just, like, we have to unpack some of those standards that society has put on women that impact how we show up in spaces now, which is, like, one of the topics. So we're just going to popcorn on some different hot topics, hot takes.
Yes, when it comes to this pleasure
when
principle.
It comes to this, one of them being body count. And does it matter when you're talking about someone, like, casually hooking up with them or getting your booty rubbed or,
right.
like, pursuing a long-term relationship. And we really talked about just, like, what does it mean when you're asking that? How do we take it if somebody else asked us that? Where was our stance on that? And
yes.
It was a little heated. And I personally... and the type that is definitely, like, there, it's been weaponized against women, like, the purity culture and all those things, that asking that or wanting that information from somebody is masked as it's, like, I want to get to know you and I want to know about, like, all the emotional or, like, physical intimate relationships you've had before, but it doesn't build that for a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's pretty damaging and harmful to ask it. And that there's other ways to build that into your relationship. And
right.
then I said that if somebody asked me that, we probably wouldn't make it past that point.
Right. So that's pretty much... Y'all, let me set the scene for you. So we had just gotten done seeing Alvin Ailey, which
Beautiful.
Is one of the most Black amazing Valley. Dance companies in the world. And we were on our way back home, and somehow we just started, you know, me and Lexi, we just have these conversations always. And so we started talking about body count, and she said, you know, if you ask me that, if we were in a relationship, like, we would be done. And I was like, really? Like, is it that serious to you? And she was like, no, like that's how I would know that we didn't understand each other on like a basic intimate level. And in my opinion,
when you summarize it, I have a different perspective on it, but I appreciate that.
Two different experiences, same car ride. and I was essentially like, you know, I don't see the harm in asking someone what their body count is, because I don't place the same amount of pressure that you see this. I don't place the same amount of pressure that society places on it. So like society may make you feel like, oh my gosh, if you have a body count over this amount, then you are really in those streets and you're scandalous. Where in my opinion, I was just like asking it more out of health and safety reasons. But Lexi also helped me realize that you can ask that in a different way, which is pretty much, you know, what I wanted to get at.
Yeah. So that was our hot take to one of those things, because it's like, regardless of if you're trying to pursue something casually with someone, like Olivia brings up a great point of it is like a safety precaution. And like, we do need to continue to hold each other to that standard of just like,
I know,
like asking, like, yeah, are you like, have you gotten tested and how are you taking care of yourself? And, just like what those implications are to just like keeping yourself safe. Like as a woman, that's something that we consider, because right, the cost, the social and emotional cost of getting pregnant these days, like that's not like, that might be what some people want, but it's like, you have, there's a lot of intentionality that goes behind that. And so creating a dating culture where you can have those conversations is important, but then also recognizing the different aspects of like how those things can be weaponized against women is also really important. And so it's like, how do we effectively ask those questions, like get at what we really are looking for, which is like either safety or building emotional intimacy. So would love y'all's thoughts on that, because there's, yes, also no right answer.
There's no right answer.
Whatever floats your boat or tickles your fancy. So,
I mean, it did kind of bring up an interesting question of, does me asking that bring us any closer than before, which is pretty much what you were saying. Like, how is you knowing my body count gonna bring us
closer? I just, my whole thing was, when I've never heard of a story where that somebody was like, I'm empowered by that and I feel so much closer to my partner, and like, right, we have been able to bounce back with no issues because of that. Like, that information, it just nobody ever is just like, I'm so glad I know.
I'm so glad you told me this. I'm so
glad you told me.
Thank God I've just. But you know, another thing that I think about often is like this whole friends with benefits situation. Like, does that actually work? Can people not have the emotional? I don't know why
she's looking at me.
Can people have, you know, a like physical connection? Yeah, a physical connection without the emotional connection. And I think that kind of ties into where I am right now, because I do love pretty hard. And I will say, I love pretty hard. And I think that in any capacity, if I have you in my life, there's a purpose to that. And so I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that I'm able to ask for what I want and not get anything back in return, and to also not give anything back in return, and then also, like, am I allowed to just,
and again, I think this
be is, on my own wave.
This is such a great example of the dimensions, right? Like, you're talking about women's empowerment in like a sexually casual situation, and like, can you create that power for yourself, asking for what you need, but also like not like setting really strict boundaries. You know what I mean? Like that, again, I just think that like there's so many dimensions to this that
right,
end up turning into hot takes, because there's no clear right answer, cut and dry.
Because there always be a small minority out there that can actually do.
I'm really tired with these.
Look, there's,
I feel like I'm being personally attacked. And watch, we're gonna finish this episode, and Lily's gonna be like, "You didn't talk about yourself. Everybody's gonna be wondering what you're doing." And I'd be like, "I was vulnerable."
She said she's gonna be like, "I did my best. If you can't deal with that, then
I also think, well, here's a part of it. My big thing is, there's two people involved, and that's the stickiness of relationships. Mm-hmm. That's the stickiness of the pleasure principle, because you have to take ownership of your own, and it, relationships and hookups and anything in regards to sex or emotional intimacy or just love, like, it's about power. It's yes. always about power. And so in Women's History Month, like, we know we've been disenfranchised from that for mm-hmm. so long. It's like, where do we get that shared power again? Or how do you create it for yourself? And that can come in so many different forms of
vibrators. It can come in so many different forms of sex toys. Yes.
I say something and I'm like, that's what you heard, Olivia.
Yes.
No, you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. Mm-hmm. Of exploring that for yourself, making that investment in yourself, or making that risk to learn how to be to with somebody else.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
In a casual setting,
and
switching
from
that.
To
own whatever happens. And that is the hardest part. And it's really those things where it's like, I always say you got to risk it for the biscuit. But like, you also do have to know what you want to ask for, how you want to get it. And like, you have to, if you really love somebody and you're in a relationship, then like, you learn with them. If you're casual with somebody, like, you have to have boundaries on boundaries.
And an understanding of like, this is.
Or for yourself, like, you have to know what you want, right? Because it's like, we've touched on the hookup culture, we've touched on the relationships, and then there is that like celibacy, abstinence. What do you do in these like quiet times of life? But I'm a big proponent of, in stillness comes revelation, and also like, instituting extreme discipline into your life can be like really eye-opening for yourself. And
100%.
And I'm sure I've said this on in season one, but like, I engaged with that for like, I was absent for like 2.5 years during college, and like, mm-hmm. it was one of the most enlightening times. And I wouldn't, I don't know if yours was intentional.
So I'm currently,
I didn't even have to be shady.
Look, let me just clear whatever she's trying to, I've been abstinent. Or, okay, can you explain the difference between abstinence and celibacy again?
So abstinence, like, you can abstain from something for a period of time. So it's mm-hmm. just, like, the choice to abstain. Because, like, you could abstain from drinking, or you could abstain from Celibacy is truly, like, a lifestyle choice that has, like, people are celibate before marriage. So, like, they have no intent, like, that is their fixed timeline. Or like some priests in certain religions like have to be celibate and like can't get married and things like that. So abstinence is just a little bit looser and you can abstain from a lot of other things. Celibacy, I think, is very closely connected with like sexual relationships for fixed periods of time and things like that. So
I would say
intention
that
is really the big difference between the two. Where do you fall?
I would say that I've been abstinent with sex for the past nearly 2 years, and I haven't been actively dating. I've been trying to sit in that stillness, mm-hmm. but with that comes such struggle, because there are times when you might just like you might have a certain itch that you need to scratch at times, and you know that like you could easily get it done, but like knowing the dimensions of it, and knowing that when you involve other parties, like, things can get complicated. So rather than bring someone into my mix of, oh, I'm feeling one way this way, but I don't think I may feel that same way about that person the next day. Like, I have more consideration for, let's just say, the people that are around me.
Thanks for your vulnerability and sharing.
I'm ready to take a nap.
So those are, like, I just think that those are really the pockets of the pleasure principle, right? Like, it's not just, like, I'm sure when you hear it, people are like, ooh, like, they're talking about getting down with yourself. And it's like, no, it can be in so many different facets. And, like, we want to start to unpack those, and we're only scratching the surface of that. But dang, like, relationships, hookup culture, casual things, intentional things, being with yourself but not being with yourself, scratching itches, leaving itches. Like, the whole nine yards. And we want to continue this conversation.
Yes.
So that 100%. We hear where y'all are at and how you feel about some of the hot takes that we have.
Yeah, I think that that's a great way to leave y'all on that note, because there are just so many dimensions into being a 20-something-year-old in this, like, virtual reality world where you are suddenly meeting people online and finding connections with people in different cities and, you know, figuring out different and safe ways to be able to scratch your itches without Soon we'll all just be on pods and also some reality. Okay. Yes. Yes. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us on today's episode of When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex. It's been such a pleasure.
Don't forget to go to our Instagram page and come chat with us.
Yes, and continue that conversation.
Yeah. We can't wait to talk to y'all soon.
Peace.
Love.
Blessings.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.